Sometimes we need to stop and look at how far we've come and where we're headed. Mountain climbing is not for the unprepared or the ill-equipped. Patient endurance, perseverance and fortitude are keys. Without them, you'll only climb a few hills in God and you'll never climb mountains. Choices again. What man building a tower doesn't sit down and work out the cost? Jesus, I think. Time to slow down again and take a recap. Think really carefully about the next leg of the journey. Take a look at what we've seen so far, travelling with Jesus through his Sermon on the Mount. It's not for the faint-hearted, those with wishbone, not backbone. God is gracious. He constantly stops and invites us to choose. He won't love us any the less if we don't go on. We always know where we are with him, but we never know what he's going to do next. That's the problem, not knowing. But he's looking for maturity, where you trust him without knowing, where you do things differently, you think differently, out of step with everyone else perhaps, they won't understand from here on up. Very few will walk with you, and if they do, they won't say much. Time to take stock, beloved. It isn't going to get any easier. We are heading for higher ground. The atmosphere will thin, breathing will become difficult. You may sense the beginning of altitude sickness. No disgrace. He loves you just the same, whether you stop now or go on. Congratulations on getting this far. Now you need his wisdom to respond to what he's teaching you and where he wants to take you. He's turned you from enjoyment to endurance, and the scenery has completely changed from church to kingdom. Not many of those who started out with you are still here. You can't cast out the cross and crucify the devil. You have to embrace the cross and cast out the enemy of your soul. Submit to God. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Suddenly we find we've moved round that circle we talked about to friendship, and here we find there's no such thing as casual friendship with God, no matter what people say. There are no casual friends in the kingdom. God is intentional. He'd like you to be the same, but he never forces you. The work of God here in endurance is to produce vulnerability and submission. Surrender, not partial. A place where you become so vulnerable you have no confidence in yourself at all, only in him. Then he will take your confidence in him to a high place. But it's that altitude thing again. Are you really up for the next part of the climb? Let's rest here a while so you can think about the next stage of your journey, where you'll need to communicate only with him, with the Holy Spirit as your guide. There are two pathways, you see. The road splits here. One is the pathway with lots of people, plenty of chat and interaction, doing things together, church. The other is just you and him, walking into a life less ordinary, the kingdom. This path is overgrown. You enter it on your knees, and you only hear one voice, his. You choose.